This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's the most bull greeting I've ever heard. There is nobody more important than me, for crying out loud. I was calling about your De La Guerra. I got a guy that's jumping out of his pants to see it.
That's so funny. I wonder how many people recognize that real estate agent. I will not name him, but his last name... No. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talon on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, remember Mel Brooks did an interview with a 1,000-year-old man? Today, I'm going to interview a 100-year-old woman, real estate agent, from back east near the national seat. She's from Maryland. She'll be joining me in the second segment. And she's still active. I tried calling her this morning. The first time it went to voicemail. Every other time she picks up, she called me back. She was with a client. So that's exciting. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. And prior to that, I have been tracking the median price of what's pending at the end of every week. I think we're on week 66. And $2,725,000 for the 73 pending listings. Now, you know what I've never done is I've never pulled out Hope Ranch and Montecito, which we'll actually be looking at year to date without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Boy, Hope Ranch was a huge surprise, huge number of sales. I regret when I first started doing this, and I would always separate out Montecito periodically, I should have included Hope Ranch. And the only reason why I didn't is there was just always very few sales in Hope Ranch. That's just the way it is. It's much smaller, fewer homes in Montecito, and it's just less turnover. But if we could go back 27 years, I would have done that. Periodically we do it. So, anywho, 73 pendings, last week 77. We've been hitting 70s in pendings, and therefore our year-to-date average sales per week is over 17 sales per week, which is almost 15% higher than last year's year-to-date sales, just a hair under 15 sales per week. It's interesting to look at the first 6 months of 2025. It was 17.42 sales per week. And now week 30, so we added 4 weeks to the first 6 months. Now it's 17.17 sales, so a slight tick down. Days on market for the first 6 months of the year, single family was 15. Now it's 16, slight tick up. The median price for the first 6 months of 2025, and again, this is single-family residences, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, and it's from Carpinteria to Goleta. First 6 months was $2,650,000, and now the first 30 weeks, it's $2,550,000. Again, primarily driven by Montecito and Hope Ranch. Here's the bell-ringing news. I just, by happenstance, looked at Montecito. I looked at without Hope Ranch and Montecito, which, by the way, just about $2,050,000 is the median price without Hope Ranch and Montecito. It was 2.1 a month or so ago when I checked. Last year it was $1,995,000, so it's still higher. Year before that, $1,009,000 and then $1,950,000. So again, 22 through 25 has been very even without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Hope Ranch and Montecito kicked up the median price. So overall, that's why we're up 13% on the median price. $2,550,000. At the beginning of the year, it was $2,800,000. Montecito only $6.2 million. Hope Ranch only $6.3 million. But that's not the headline. The headline is 18 sales in Hope Ranch for the first 30 weeks of the year. Last year, There was 14 sales for the entire year in Hope Ranch. Median price, $6,116,000. And in 2023, there were 20 sales for the entire year in Hope Ranch, $5,737,000. Yet, for the first 30 weeks of 2025, it got 18 sales. $6.3 million. Very impressive. Very impressive. Montecito at $6.2 million, median price. 98 sales. You see the difference in the number. And, I didn't do days on market in Hope Ranch. I did Montecito 25 days on market. Last year was 27 days on market year to date. 2023, 16 days on market in Montecito for the first 30 weeks of the year. Including everything, we're at 16 days on market. Last year at this time, 12 days on market. Year before that, 10 days on market. So still, the median number of days, 16 days on market, is low. Things are still selling quickly. Do I see, I had some examples where some people bought in 2022, 2023, and sold for less money, but in the $4 million range. A new listing just came up. I'd be curious to track that. They're asking significantly higher than what they paid in 2023. And so I'll be curious to track that. But the sky is not falling, and might be a little shift, seeing some people start a little too high and then some price reductions come down. Still see some sales quickly, full price. It all depends on your market. All depends on your market. Any questions? 287 listings are on the market. That's the inventory. Last year at this time, 247. Year before that, 168. The 30th week of the year, 2023, 168. Before that, 183. And the low, 2021, 127 listings are on the market. Double that is 256, and we're at 287. So more than twice the inventory on the 30th week of the year in 2021 compared to 2025. But still, 287, I mean, you go back to 2019, we had 460. So inventory is still low. And Bob's your uncle. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. I was about to tell you about a house that sold up on the Mesa and the price per square foot. We'll save that for segment three and some open house rules, open house sign rules. The city has spoken. Got to watch those open house signs. My guest, a 100-year-old realtor out of Maryland, is going to talk about the market there and how she's doing. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.